Praise God, church. Praise God. Our message this morning is entitled, In the Flow of Fatherhood. We see you and we celebrate you. We see you and we celebrate you. On this beautiful Father's Day, we come together to celebrate and honor fathers, father figures, and all those who in this wonderfully complex and diverse community are embracing and fulfilling the essence and spirit of fatherhood. I said the essence and spirit of fatherhood. I said the essence and spirit of fatherhood. Today, we recognize that the family unit can take many forms. Traditional families, blended families, families with two moms, two dads, only a mom, or only a dad. In the world we live in, the definition of family is forever evolving. And it is our high call to honor and cherish each unique expression of love and care that is demonstrated through those that are embracing the spirit of fatherhood in the God that lives within them. Now, historically, the nation's first Father's Day was celebrated on June 19, 1910. This is for our historians in the house. Yeah, we got some of them up in here. In Spokane, Washington, it was initiated by a woman named Sonora Smart Dodd, who wanted to honor her father, who was a Civil War veteran who raised six children on his own after his wife passed. Sonora wanted to celebrate her father. Now, interesting historical note for you historians out there. Her dad was actually a Confederate soldier who was captured by the Union Army, and instead of going to jail, he switched over from the Confederate Army to the Union Army. Interesting point. I don't know what it got to do with my message, but I just wanted to share that out there with you. So then, Sonora, She had some inside connections, and she began to go all over celebrating her father and wanting to have a special day to recognize fathers. Then in 1972, through presidential proclamation, President Richard Nixon proclaimed that Father's Day would be a national holiday. And over the decades, society and religion have poured into Father's Day mold all of its expectations of what that person should exemplify in demeanor, comportment, character, and yes, in appearance. However, as I stand before you today, we acknowledge that the original conception of fatherhood did not consider or contain the many expressions of fatherhood that we see today. It surely didn't capture my father as a model father, or even just an appearance. Our understanding of family and fatherhood has grown and expanded. Embracing the beautiful diversity of our community, we honor all those who embody the spirit of fatherhood, regardless of their gender, background, or family structure. So, let me tell you about my dad. My dad would take me to the racetrack, Belmont, in New York. Take me to the racetrack, and every time my dad would win on betting on these horses, he would give me all the change. Now, on this particular day, my dad won so much money, my pockets on my little shorts was so full, they were sagging down. So when we got home, I'm walking in there, I got a big old smile on my face, I'm trying to hold my shorts up. We get home, my mom comes out, and she says, "Jack, I told you about taking that boy with you to the tracks. I don't want him to take you to the tracks with him." And then I'm standing there looking at my mom with this big old smile on my face saying, "Mom, didn't you see all this money that I didn't want this money?" My mom just was in her another zone. But my dad looked down at me and just smiled. My dad would take me to Shea Stadium in New York, and we would go all the way up to the nosebleed section. And up there, I couldn't see anything that was down on the baseball field. But after the popcorn was done and the baseball game was over, I remember my dad carrying me in his arms. And as we were headed out, I didn't know who had won down there on that baseball field. But up in my dad's arms, I was the winner. I was the winner. My dad only had a sixth grade education, but he came to my parent teachers meeting. My dad brought my first pink champagne. Y'all have to go way back to know what a pink champagne was. Yes, yes. My dad was a janitor, and he taught me how to buff floors. And I remember when we were in Green Acres Shopping Center. See? My dad put me behind this buffer, and I was only about yay high. He put me behind this buffer, and I pressed the button, and shoo, the button went off like that, and my dad started laughing. Then my dad came up behind me. He showed me how to plant my feet, how to stand up straight, how to hold this buffer and take control. I started buffing the floors of Green Acres Shopping Center, and I remember looking over at my dad standing there with his buddies. That's my son buffing that floor. Went to basic training, and I was buffing the floor in the barracks. And they just had these green floors that you just have to make shine. And the drill sergeant came up to me and said, "Private Jackson, who taught you how to buff a floor?" And I said, "My dad." When I came from AIT training, I bought two Zepco rods. And I took my dad fishing on Far Rockaway Pier. Now, those of you know there, you weren't going to eat anything you caught, but we went fishing there. We didn't catch anything. We didn't catch anything. But I turned to my dad, and I said, "Daddy, I love you." And my dad said, "I love you too." My dad would not have won any awards for Father of the Year, but he was my dad.
And Daddy, I love you.
Today, the family unit is so diverse that the ones flowing in love and operating in the spirit of fatherhood would not often meet society's expectations of who we should honor on this day. But I say, let us celebrate the divine essence of fatherhood and elevate our consciousness of fatherhood and soar beyond the shackles of societal strictures and all these social boundaries that are put up. And instead of being bound in our thinking, let us celebrate the love, support, and guidance that define true fatherhood. It is about being present, nurturing, and providing a sense of security and belonging. It is not about biology or gender. It's about presence and spirit. It is about being a beacon of light in the lives of those we love and hold dear. We see and know this light in those that are operating in the realm of God that we call absolute good. The everywhere present God. And we see around us, in the midst of us, all the many different expressions of fatherhood flowing right here in unity and in our community. When we see people showing up with the spirit of love, touching their children, guiding them and leading them, we don't just see that person, we see God. We see God. In Galatians 3:28, the word says, we are reminded that there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male nor free or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. That's Galatians 3:28. We're running around here in our society today, in our community today, wrestling with all these issues about gender and revealing what we are and who we are, where the scripture had already told us thousands of years ago that we are all one in Christ Jesus. There's only one. And back then it was written because they had to get up off their high horses and start to stop labeling people with what you are and what you are for some intent to separate us. This scripture, Galatians 3:28, was the original DEI scripture. It spoke to inclusion, challenging us to live and think in a mindset of unity and oneness. So on Father's Day, when we are up in the house wanting to judge how somebody's family unit looked because of gender, let us step back into our own Christ mind and see ourselves in our Christ mind and see our brothers and sisters in the Christ mind and recognize that we are all one in Christ Jesus. All one. There's no separation. One God, one power, one presence, one spirit operating in and through each and every one of us. But we've been bamboozled, hoodwinked, yes, and let me say led astray, to deny the oneness of love that someone is demonstrating in the essence and spirit of fatherhood. So yes, on this Sunday morning, I'm celebrating those that are operating in the flow of the spirit of fatherhood. those that are loving their children in the spirit of fatherhood. And this happens in all kinds of ways, shapes, forms, and fashion. We know that many of us have been raised in homes without dads, without fathers. But there was Big Mama, Ma Dia, Auntie, Grandma, Uncle. Some of us, it was cousins and brothers. But they took on that mantle and allowed the spirit of fatherhood to flow in and through them. And for that, you are richer today. I declare, let us look around. When we see two moms raising a household of sons, look at the love that is flowing there. Look at the light that is flowing there. Look at God flowing there. And know that we are standing in a place called the God realm of absolute good, where God is everywhere present. We the ones that want to put God over here and put God over there. When I'm telling you, and I declare and affirm right now, that God is everywhere. Everywhere. You don't have the power to put God someplace and put God somewhere else. God is simply everywhere. Showing up in your life. Yes, God is. Therefore, let us step into this realm of higher awareness, understanding, and spiritual truth that allows us to see and embrace the truth that the absolute good of God is flowing into every kind of family unit. This divine presence shows up as the wonderful guiding light that is present in each of us, illuminating our paths. God said, I am a light unto your path, a lamp unto your feet. Let that light guide you into the truth to love your brother and sister, no matter how they may be showing up. As we honor fathers and the spirit of fatherhood today, let us also honor the divine qualities within each of us. The love, strength, wisdom, and compassion that reflect the presence of God. Yeah. Sister Dora, I see you, and I see God. Sister Jackson, I see you, and I see God. Skip, I see you, and I see God. I see you, Dennis, and I see God. Good God Almighty, church, I see you, and I see God. Let us see God in each other. For this is our divine call as truth students, as metaphysicians. We have stepped outside of that realm that seeks to bind our consciousness and limit us from seeing the absolute good that is flowing in each other, the God presence inside each other's life. I'm not going to be dismayed by the situation that somebody may be going through. I'm still seeing God. What's the health situation that somebody is in? What do I see? I see God. We are challenged in our world today to take our focus off of the God in each one of us and to put our focus on all the stuff that is happening around us. But God said, the Word said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. Let that Christ mind, that Christ consciousness be inside you. So, on this morning, we honor fathers and the spirit of fatherhood today. Let us also honor the divine qualities within each of us. Let us abide in that magnificent realm where we affirm that God is absolute good and everywhere present. In this realm, we radiate divine love and strength. And it is here in this realm that we let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in us. In that mind, in the Christ mind, we are in the flow. See, in the Christ mind, you operate in that flow. You stand in that flow. You abide in that flow. And when we are in this flow of operating inside the Christ mind, we can see others that are in this flow also. We can see others that are operating in this flow, and we can celebrate them as we see many, many people in our midst in the flow of the Spirit of Fatherhood. On this day, we can say, we see you and we celebrate you. We see you and celebrate you as you operate in the spirit and flow of fatherhood. It is here that we give God praise and say, yes, I see you, I honor you, I honor the sacred essence of God in you, and I know it to be so. And so together we lift these divine expressions in unwavering love and boundless gratitude, celebrating their divine power and purpose. So to all the fathers, father figures, and other divine expressions moving in the flow of the spirit of fatherhood, moving in the God is good realm, we honor you. Your love, your dedication, and sacrifice do not go unnoticed. You are the roots that anchor our lives, the branches that provide shade, the leaves that give us beauty and joy. Whether you are a biological father, a stepfather, an adopted father, a father figure, or other divine expressions flowing in the spirit of fatherhood, your role is sacred and cherished. And as we move forward, let us commit to being vessels of God's love and grace. Let us celebrate and uplift each other, knowing that in God's eyes, we are all one family. May the love of God guide us, inspire us, and unite us as we honor the gift of fatherhood in all its many forms and expressions. As we see God in each one of us, not just on this Father's Day, but as we step forward out of this magnificent sanctuary and we begin to operate through our day, may we set in our mind this one notion that we're all one family, operating under one God. And so it is, and so it shall be. Amen. Peace and blessings.